Program, just getting done with practice. And Jim, always good to have you on. How's it going today?
Going good, Keith. How about you guys?
We are doing extremely well. So after an 0-3 start to East Conference play, you guys have won three in a row, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you've come from behind in the second half to win all those games. Cardiac bison or something? What's going on with the crazy comebacks you guys have had?
I don't know, but it would be nice if we would start playing before the fourth quarter. So, we've got to get some of that fixed and play better early, but it's nice to know you can come back if you need to.
You know, and I can remember that going back to the state tournament game run last year, and in that state championship game against Central, you were down, I think, 8 or something like that with 2.5 minutes left to play. It seems like the team – And maybe that's the way you coach, never give up, a lot of heart type of deal with this team.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Our kids have a lot of heart, and they play hard, and they compete. And, but they never give up. You know, we were down 13-0 early in the first, and we hung in there. Larry, we're down 18 in the middle of the third last week. We find a way to hang in there. Get back in the basketball game and make plays down to the win. But a lot of that probably just getting ourselves down in the first place, and that's the biggest thing we've got to get next.
Jim, we're getting a bad connection. I don't know if it's on our end or your end. I don't know if you're getting bad reception or not. Can hear us, but it was kind of tough making things out. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm sorry.
Okay,
good. Step outside here.
Yeah, no problem. Going back to that Laramie game where you're down 18, what led to being down 18, and what changed from that point on to get back into that game against the Plainsmen?
Well, the biggest thing that's hurt us getting behind in all those games has just been missed free throws. At Laramie, we missed 17 free throws. We missed 18 against East. We missed 23 against Laramie the other day. And, they're fouling us. We're getting to the free throw line, and we're not making free throws. And pretty soon 4 becomes 6, becomes 8. We're doing good things and don't make free throws. Then you throw a turnover in there and a missed layup, and all of a sudden, you're down 12, 14, 16, double digits. And if you just make free throws, the game never gets away from you. So that's the biggest thing we've got to get fixed, is our issues at the free throw line.
You guys certainly aren't alone in, struggling from the free throw line. It seems to me like every team in 4A and probably on down is struggling from the free throw line this year. I know it's something you guys practice, like every basketball team, but, what is it, about that shot that's been so tough for teams to make this year?
Jeremiah, I wish I knew, because if I had an answer to that, I'd go get rich. I'd go coach free throws and do nothing else and get rich if I could guarantee people were going to make those things. So I don't know what the problem is. It's a wide-open free shot, and we just don't do a very good job knocking them down. I think, some of that's focus and concentration. I don't think we're that bad of shooters. So it becomes, like I said, more of a focus and concentration issue. And late in the games when we have to make them, we've done that, thank goodness. So, again, that's just something we've got to get fixed.
Could you spend a 2.5-hour practice shooting nothing but free throws, and how irritated would the kids be at that point?
We could do that, but I don't think we have the attention span to get that done. We go to try to spend 10 minutes at them, and I've got to chew on them to, quit talking and focus and concentrate. It's just a hard time to get them to understand how important it is.
I don't know if I asked you this, because we've talked about free throws before with you. When you were playing, were you a good free throw shooter?
Yeah, I was almost an 80% free throw shooter. I mean, that was easy, And these guys, I'll go shoot free throws with them, and, I'm 58 years old, still can make free throws, and then I'll close my eyes and shoot it with my eyes closed and shoot better than they're making it. That just amazes them. And, I don't know. It's a struggle, and I wish, like I said, I'd be rich if I knew the answer to how to fix it for everybody, because it's an important part of the basketball game, and in a lot of cases, you can point to missed free throws as the reason you lost.
You know, I look at the 4AE standings, Jim, and it's very tight at the top. You know, one game, you're a game back in the loss column of both Sheridan and Gillette, and ironically, that's where you go this weekend. I know they got you on your home floor, but it doesn't seem like, and maybe it's different when they're up there, it doesn't seem like they're just unbeatable, up there anymore. What's it going to take to go up there and maybe steal a win and work your way into a top two finish with a couple weeks left?
Well, we're going to have to play really well. And that starts on the defensive end. We've got to play great defense and rebound. Excuse me. And then the offensive end of it, both our losses to them at home, we had a ton of turnovers. So we've got to take care of the basketball. And like we just got done talking about, we've got to make free throws. And we've got to make layups. You know, we've struggled at times to, when we get to the rim, to finish and make layups. So every offensive possession's got to be important. We've got to take care of the basketball. We've got to make, layups and high percentage shots, and we've got to make free throws. And then, obviously we've got to play really good defense.
You know, we don't have a ton of time here left up against the top of the hour, Jim, but, having a post presence now with Onyx back, how big has that been for you guys to have a legitimate presence in the post now?
Well, it's helped us a ton, especially on the offensive end. Just having somebody that, and he's got great hands and feet, for as big as he is and only being a sophomore. He's got amazing hands and feet and does some really good things offensively in the post. So, excuse me, it's been huge for us offensively to have him and get him back and having him play well.
All right. Hey, Jim, best of luck this weekend, Sheridan and Gillette, and hope we can come out with a couple wins and make things really interesting down the stretch in that 4 East. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Take it easy. Bye. Thank you, Jim Schaefer, for joining us, South Boys basketball coach here.